Before we begin to read, I'll just tell you how this word came about. Many things, of course. This is a word that God gave me, and I believe it's also probably pertinent for many of you at this time as well. I must confess, I know the Bible tells us that we're to be anxious for nothing, but I have not gotten to that place where I can be anxious for nothing. So sometimes many things weigh on my mind, and often it manifests as lack of sleep, and so I wake up early in the morning and just cry out to God, Him and me, all alone. And this one day, he actually, I very rarely do this, so where you just open up the Bible and you're just like desperate for God and you just look wherever your eyes land and there's a verse. When we were in the city, we used to call that Bible roulette, and it's just this random thing, and I don't recommend you doing that as a practice, but this time it actually, this time God was actually merciful. And so that's where this came from. And so on my Bible, everything that we will read except one or two verses were all on one page, even though they're over multiple psalms. So we will start in Psalm 93, verse 1. So Psalm 93, verse 1, it says this: The Lord reigns, He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. So this is the word, the beginning of the word that came to me, and I was very much thankful that God. That God started out this way. He says the Lord reigns, and He is clothed with majesty. The world is established so that it cannot be moved. It starts out by telling us that it's God who's reigning. It's God who's in control. It's God who is above all, and He is the one who is able to control any situation that we're in. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how bad it is, regardless of whether it looks impossible, He gives us this word that He says, the Lord reigns. Sometimes we, in practicality, think that our problems are reigning. Sometimes we think there's no solution. Sometimes we think it's out of control, and by that very statement, it means that the problems are the one guiding and directing. It's not really the Lord. Everything seems out of control, and it doesn't seem like anyone is in control by the very nature of that statement. But yet the Bible tells us the Lord reigns. The Lord reigns and He is in control. And it says that surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Which means that, which leads me to believe that He in Him is a firm foundation. The world is established. And everything in it, He made it. He made it. And it is established. And it is not going to be moved. Because in Him is a firm foundation. We sing that song, the solid rock. On Him, the solid rock I stand. Because He is a firm foundation. And
He will not be moved. He is not surprised. God is not in heaven wringing his hands, worried about all the things that we're worried about. We might be disturbed. We might be anxious. We might have all the concerns. But God is not concerned. In him, the world is established. In him, there is a firm foundation, and he will not be moved.
Amen to that. His throne is from everlasting. He is from old. He is not
a novice at this. It's not like we have a rookie in control of everything that's going on. He's the one who's established it from old. It's not like he's a newcomer. It's not like it's his first year. It's not like he's going through this for the first time and he's wondering where it's all going to go. His throne is from everlasting.
It is established, it is firm, it is a foundation, and he reigns. And that is important.
That is important to realize, because right after this, then things take a little bit of a turn in the psalm.
Because it says then that the floods, in verse 3, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. And floods are often representative, and certainly in this case, they're representative of problems.
It's often big problems and often overwhelming problems, just like floods.
We've all seen pictures of this on the news where floods come and all of a sudden everything is overwhelmed by them. The water takes over and the water goes where it's not supposed to go, and it gets where it's not supposed to go, and sometimes the currents are so fast that no one can stand in them.
Cars get swept away. Houses get swept away. The floods, they come. And we've all been through, we've all lived long enough to know that the floods come. And we've all lived long enough that we've been involved and through some of the floods. Some of the overwhelming problems that this life has. We live in the fallen world. Sometimes the problems are just so overwhelming.
And just like the floods, sometimes they come without warning. You've heard that. You've probably heard that described to
people. Talk about, everything was okay, and then all of a sudden the river started rising, and then all of a sudden we were overwhelmed with floods. And sometimes that's the way they come, the problems. They just seem to come out of nowhere.
And sometimes they just keep rising and rising, and you see them starting to rise, and then they don't stop, and all of a sudden you're overwhelmed by them. The floods are representing our problems.
But he remembers, the Lord reigns. The floods come, the Lord reigns.
Amen.
The flood comes, the Lord reigns. The flood might destroy a foundation of a house, but it is God who is everlasting, and he has established the earth, and he has established the world, and there in him there is no moving.
He is still the solid rock to build on. And sometimes those floods, they come, and we might already even be at a low point. And what happens? Where does the flood go first? It goes to the lowest point.
And sometimes we might feel like we're at a low point, and then there's more that comes.
And he talks about the waves. And you think about the wave, the waves.
He says that the waves keep coming too. The floods come, the waves come, and the waves are, if you think about it, the waves are these things that keep coming, and they keep crashing, and they keep, there's another one right after the one that came. A few seconds later, another one comes, and sometimes doesn't it seem that that's the way our problems are? It's like one comes, you just barely catch a breath, and then another one comes. And you just barely catch a breath, and you're hit by another one.
And they just don't seem to stop. This is the waves. And the waves come and they're relentless. And it seems as you get to know people and their stories and the things that are going on in their lives, that many people are in the middle of floods. Many people seem to be getting hit by waves over and over. And it seems relentless, and you wonder, when will it stop? When will it stop? Will it ever stop? God, I'm at the breaking point. When will it stop? And then the next verse comes, where he says, verse number 4, he says, "The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters." Amen to that. Amen to that. With all the problems, with all the waves that keep coming, with all the floods, with all the just trying to keep your head above water, so to speak, the Lord is above. The Lord is mightier than the noise of many waters. And sometimes that's what it is. It's the waves crashing, and you hear the waves, and there's this thunderous sound depending on how high the waves are, how big the waves are, and the Lord is higher than the noise of many waters. And sometimes our floods do look overwhelming, and they might not even be overwhelming, but they sound it. And God says, "I am higher and mightier than the noise of many waters." Than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. All that crashing, He's mightier. All that pounding, He's mightier. All of the problems that you face, He reigns.
Everything that looks unstable, He's stable. This is who our God is. This is who our God is. Everything that we face, all the disillusionment, all the discouragement,
all the heaviness of mind, even the depressing thoughts that come, the waves, the floods, the thoughts that you can't control, as much as you try and repeat verses and sing songs and do all those things that you know you should do. You've been taught you should do them, you do them, and yet you still, peace still evades you for that moment. And He says the Lord reigns over all the noise of the mighty waters.
I'm going to jump down into Psalm 94 now. In Psalm 94, we're going to read verse number 3 through 5. 94, 3 through 5, it says this: "Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage."
It's a strange thing, but if you read through the Bible, what you see often is that God temporarily allows evil to prosper a bit. You say, that doesn't... I don't know if I believe that. Look around. Look in the life of Jesus. Look in the life of Joseph. Look in the lives of many of the saints of God. Sometimes evil does seem to have a temporary victory. We know that God is the one who is going to triumph. In the end, victorious. In the end, no question about it, He is the victor. But sometimes we go through things which it seems like evil is allowed a temporary victory. Look at things even in our country. We see the decline of morals. We see the rise of evil.
temporarily that's the case. God will win in the end. And it leaves people to cry out this kind of a cry. How long will the wicked triumph? How long will the wicked prosper? How long will all of this go on? How long, Lord? And we need people to cry out, how long, Lord? To say enough is enough. We can't do this anymore. How long, Lord, before you step in? How long? How long? There's another verse in Isaiah which says when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises a standard up against him. When the flood comes, it is God who is there to raise up a standard against him. There's another verse which says that though we go through the flood, he is with us, and the waters will not overwhelm us. But sometimes we do have to go through the flood. Yes, we love the last part of that verse, but for the waters not to overwhelm us, that means we have to be in the flood. That verse also says something like, we will go through the fire, but we won't be burned. Which means that we have to go through the fire sometimes. Not necessarily. Not at all to be burned, but it says that we will go through the fire. And we will go through the waters. We could look at the life of Jesus, and we can see that sometimes evil, temporary, has a victory. Jesus was nailed to the cross. Jesus was betrayed by one of his closest friends. Jesus had all kinds of bad things happen to him. Temporary victories leading to the largest victory of all. Resurrection from the dead. Salvation for our souls. This verse also says that this evil, it breaks in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflicts your heritage. We've all been in the Lord for many years, some of us younger, some of us older. At least I hope we're all in the Lord. We are His heritage. We as individuals are His heritage. We as His church are His heritage. We, even as this church body, we're just one of many of the body of Christ. But even this body itself has a long heritage in the Lord. A long heritage in the Lord. It says that sometimes even the heritage of the Lord gets afflicted. And sometimes even the heritage of the Lord gets broken into pieces. And God still reigns. And God still is over the flood. And God still sees it. God still knows about it. And He's still mightier than all the waves. He's still mightier than all the waves. And we are His heritage. We are His people. Verse number 14 of that same chapter. Chapter 94, verse number 14. It says this. For the Lord will not cast off His people, nor will He forsake His inheritance. Amen. He will not cast off His people. He will not forsake His inheritance. We are His inheritance. We are His people. We are part of the body of Christ, the larger body of Christ. We are part of the worldwide body of Christ, those who have given their hearts and lives to Christ. It says He will not cast us off.
He will not forsake his inheritance. We are
in that number. We are in that number.
Regardless of the flood that you're in, regardless of the number of waves that you're
being hit with, we are in his inheritance. And so what do you do? What do you do? There's a verse in Ephesians which says,
"Put on the full armor, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And when you have done all, when you have done all, stand. When you have done all, then you stand." And sometimes when you don't know exactly what to do, you have to just take that stand.
When you've done everything, when you've done everything that you know, it doesn't mean that we should be passive. It doesn't mean that we should just say, "Well, the Lord will do and I do nothing." When you have done all, then you stand.
But sometimes even when you've done all, it doesn't seem to work. Sometimes, even though you've tried everything, you believe that you heard the Lord, and you pray about it, you read the Word, you get confirmation, you act in the way that you believe He's saying to act, and sometimes it still doesn't work. Sometimes the flood is still there, and sometimes the waves are still there, and sometimes there's no change in the children, and sometimes there's no change in the job situation, and sometimes there's no change in the relationship situation, and sometimes there's just no change, and it seems like the waves keep going. What do you do? It says, when you've done all, you stand. When you've done all, then you stand, and the waves hit you. And you cling to, and you hold on to that solid rock, that foundation which doesn't get moved. You hold on.
You stand. You grab onto the horns of the altar, so to speak.
And you say, "This is my solid rock. I don't get where the solution will come from, but I'm going to trust in God."
When you've done all, you stand. You believe that God will work all things together for good.
And you say, "Well, you're nothing good because of this." And then you stand on His Word. Remember we sing those songs, "Standing on the Promises"?
Standing on the promises basically means that you're not seeing them fulfilled.
"I'm still standing on them because they haven't come to pass." Standing on the promises of God my Savior. And they're there and I don't see them, so I'm still standing on them.
It means by the very fact that we have to stand on them, that we don't have them in our hands. We stand on His promises. And I'm going to go back to Psalm 92. I said there was one verse that wasn't on this one page. I kind of cheated and I went back, but it was worth it. Psalm 92, verse 12. Psalm 92, verse 12. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It's a fantastic promise. It's a fantastic promise. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish. It's a promise of God. One that we stand on. They shall bear fruit in old age.
Many of us are in that place. At older age.
The church is in that place. Church is over 100 years old too. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Not old and withering. They shall be fresh and flourishing. So we stand on His promises. We stand on His Word. We believe that the Word is the Word when it comes to us. And there is a time when we could feel that Word just connect in our spirits, and we say, yes, this is a Word for the time, and we hold on to it even though we don't see, even though we're in the middle of a flood, even though the waves keep coming, we stand on His Word. And it says, and we believe in His Word. When we've done all we can do is stand. When we've done all we can do is continue to believe. That's what it means to stand. I believe Your Word. I believe Your Word. I believe Your Word over the circumstances. I believe Your Word over that last phone call. I believe Your Word over that last talk that I had. I believe Your Word over what the doctor has said. I believe Your Word over what my bank account says. I believe Your Word over all these floods, over all the waves, I believe Your Word. And there comes a time when sometimes you even make decisions. We've made in my household, we've made major decisions on things like this. We just get a word and we hold on to it. And we make major decisions just based on something like this. We hold on for dear life. And we say, let it be true, Lord. Let it be so, Lord. I'm going to risk my whole life on it. My whole future is going to be on Your Word. And then the waves come. And you just hold on. And sometimes it seems crazy. But you hold on. And sometimes people say, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to just hold on. Because I don't know when the waves are going to stop. But I know that I'm not going to turn my back on God. I'm going to hold on. And I'm going to believe that we'll still bear fruit.
And hold on to whatever the promises that God has given you. Hold on, because He reigns.
The problems don't reign. He reigns. And He is everlasting. And He is mighty. And He is sure. And He is a firm foundation.
Let us stand on Him. Let us stand on Him. And not waver, despite the waves that keep coming in.
That we might declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. So that He might be glorified in our lives as we come through all the difficulties. As we pass through the flood, and He takes us through, may He get glory from all the situations that are in our life. In His name be praised.